Toronto, students should pressure their political representatives to provide more support to Ukraine to help fight the ongoing Russian invasion, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Wednesday, speaking virtually to an in-person audience at the University of Toronto. Zelensky said Ukraine needs more weapons, financial support, humanitarian aid, and permanent sanctions on Russia. It's very important that yourselves, students from many other countries, would pass on this message to their respective countries to pressure their political management to give Ukraine what it needs, he said. With your actions, please do not allow anyone somewhere on the hierarchy of bureaucratic corridors to forget about what's going on in Ukraine, to forget about war. Please don't become tired because of the war. He said students can go to rallies and use social media accounts and communication with their friends to remind people of the tragedies that are happening in Ukraine, nearly 4 months after Russia's invasion of the country began. Speaking at the event, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland said Canada has committed $1.87 billion in financial assistance to Ukraine, of which $1.5 billion has already been delivered to the country. That is more than any other country has managed to send into the bank account of the government of Ukraine, she said. Freeland said democratic countries, including Canada, cannot allow Russian President Vladimir Putin to succeed in his war that aims to defeat democracy in Ukraine. I want to say to President Zelensky and I want to say President Vladimir Putin, who I think is probably listening to us as well, that for as long as it takes Canada will be there for Ukraine, she said. We will persist. We will not tire. Students from 10 other universities across Canada took part virtually, including the Université de Montréal, the University of Alberta, Western University and Dalhousie University. University of Toronto President Murat Gertler said the institution has a special connection with the Ukrainian president and that his country has demonstrated incredible bravery, fighting off the Russian aggression. Last month, the institution announced a program to welcome more than 200 students whose studies were disrupted by the war in Ukraine, and a group of 20 students arrived in Toronto from Kyiv last month. Zelensky visited the university's campus in 2019 to attend an international summit on the future of Ukraine. This report by the Canadian Press was first published June 22, 2022. Mon Almidi, the Canadian Press.